Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Today's topic is, are you playing small in your life? So here's the thing, often we find ourselves so caught up in our day to day that we fail to stop and really take stock of our life, what we're doing and why we're doing it. And worse yet, it's easy to miss the big picture, which is called life. And instead we focus on the granular, the job, the company, the people in our friends circle or our colleagues group, where we live. And the thing with this is we wind up playing small, forgetting or simply missing the big wide world of possibilities and opportunities around us. And this is what I wanted to talk about with you today. So what do I mean by that? What I mean by are you playing small is you're focusing on the granular level. You're looking at just what is in front of you. So imagine if you're driving a car and, you know, if you were just looking at the end of your bonnet, you're not going to be seeing the road ahead. And potentially that you can miss things. You can miss the accident ahead. You can miss the traffic building up ahead. You can miss the person in front who's swaying all over the road. So you want to move away and stay clear of them. There's so many things that you miss because you're just looking at the bonnet. Furthermore, because of the blind spots that we have, and I talked about this in a previous live recently, because of the blind spots that we have, we don't see what's around us and behind us. And that's why when you're driving, you have your wing mirrors and so forth, so you can see what's going on all around. And also when you're driving, you typically will be in your peripheral vision, which means you're looking at the road ahead, you can see quite far ahead, and you can also see what's going on around you. It's all in your peripheral vision. And when we play granular, when we focus too closely on one thing or what is just in front of us like this, we fail to see all those things around us. And in the context of what I'm sharing today, what we're failing to see is those possibilities and those opportunities that we get to create for ourselves. So, well, what does that really mean? What it means is you run the risk of missing out. You run the risk of not raising your head above the parapet to be able to see all of these things around you. And why do we do that? Often we do it because we like to be safe, we like to feel that security, and we want to remain comfortable. And that's okay. I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't remain comfortable or that you shouldn't want to feel safe and have that security around you. As I said, it's okay. What I would invite you to consider is that when you are 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years time from now, lying on your deathbed, looking back on your life and how you've lived your life, the things that you've done, the opportunities you created, the possibilities that you grabbed, the experiences that you and the memories that you made, how are you going to feel? What will you be saying to yourself? Will you be saying, I'm so glad, I'm so happy that, you know, I stayed in that one company forever because, you know, I knew all the people there and they were my friends and, you know, people knew who I was and what I was good at. And, you know, if I'd left, then it meant that I might have messed up and I might have made mistakes. And, you know, what if this and what if that? No, you won't be saying that. You might start to think about actually, what have I missed out on? And the thing is here, and this is not the topic for today, but just to touch on this, a big part of not taking those risks of trying something new and of looking at raising your head above the parapet and playing big is because of fear. We have that fear that it's judgment, what could go wrong, what if, what are people going to say, other people's opinions, you know, what if I fail, what if I succeed, you know, what are people going to say about me? All of the things that the inner dialogue that we have that holds us back. And I've shared this many times before, and I will share it again to remind you that ultimately, while people will be out there judging and criticizing and doing whatever they want to do, At the end of the day, the only person that is missing out is you. You are the only person that is going to miss out on those things that you didn't do. No one else will miss out and no one else will care. So it's important to you to recognize that and to recognize, okay, what is it I am missing out on? What is the cost of me not doing A, or rather not doing B because I want to stay with A because A is a safe place? A means I don't need to take risks. A is really familiar and it feels good. And therefore I'm going to stay there forever and ever. Is that what you want to do? Yeah, that's cool. That is okay. Like I said, this isn't for everyone. This isn't to say that you should all be doing that. There is no right or wrong here. So please understand that. All I am saying is that if you are already looking back on your life thinking, oh, I wonder what would have happened if I'd done this or done that. What if? Maybe I should have taken that opportunity. Maybe I should have asked for what I wanted. You're already having those regrets. You're already seeing what you could have done that you didn't do. And therefore, the question to ask yourself, what is it that I can do now? What is it that I can do moving forward that will help me to really live that fulfilling, joyous, and happy life? So that when we get to the end of our life, we don't have those regrets. So it's time to raise your game. It's time to play big. And I'll give you a real life example of this. I was having a conversation just yesterday with somebody, and that's where the idea of this live came from, where somebody, a beautiful lady, she's got a beautiful heart and she's stunningly beautiful. We were having a conversation and she's feeling a little bit stuck in her career and her life. And so she spent some time just sharing with me her backstory of, you know, her career journey and how she's gotten to where she is. And I listened and I was blown away by her accomplishments at a young age, what she's achieved. And the fact that in some cases, some parts of what she shared, I don't even think she recognized how amazing, how talented she is, how courageous she's been in stepping out and taking action and asking for what she wants and being really successful. And yet she knows that there's more, than she wants more. And so now it's about exploring that to really understand. But here's the thing. A lot of what she was talking about when I questioned her and challenged her around some of what's next for her, all I could hear was that she was playing really small. Why? Because she was relating to the company she's in, which is great. She's in a great company with really strong values that align to hers. She's getting recognition and recognition for all, for both within her job and her extracurricular work that she's doing within the organization. So she's getting that recognition and she's elevating both herself and her career in that company. Now, I'm not suggesting that she should be thinking about leaving the company or even changing her job. That's entirely down to her. But what I am suggesting that she raise her head above the parapet and look to see what else is out there in the big wide world. That doesn't have to relate specifically to her job and her career. That could be in any area of her life. And we all do that. We sometimes fall into that trap of we're so busy, there's so much going on that we don't have time to stop and really raise our head above the parapet and stop and think, what else is there? What else can I be doing? And it doesn't mean you have to be unhappy to do that. You could be in a really great place, but yet there's still more. And I did that. You know, I did that when I left my accountancy career. I enjoyed what I was doing, but I knew I wanted more and I was capable of more. And that's why I pushed myself to develop and to grow and to gain that confidence I know I needed. And even leaving my corporate career to then set up my own coaching practice, it was a huge decision for me. And I loved what I was doing at Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, but I knew there was more as well. And so I raised my head above the parapet and I took that step, I took that risk. And so what I'm sharing with you today is that even no matter how fulfilled, joyous, and happy you are right now, or that you aren't, it really is worth just raising your head above that parapet, a bit like a little meerkat, and looking around and thinking, what else is out there? And if you're feeling really stuck and thinking, well, I don't know, talk to people. You may have heard me say before, one conversation can change your life. Who can you talk to? Who do you see around you that really inspires you, that lifts you up? Or you look at what they're doing and the life they've created and you think, wow, I want to be like them. I want to have a life like that. I want to be as successful as them or do the kind of job that they do. go talk to them, go find out what they did, go understand what it's all about, whether it is their job, whether it is the life they have, whether they're really into their health and fitness, and you're looking thinking, God, I really need to get off the sofa and start doing something, but I'm just not having that motivation. And you see someone around you who's doing that, go reach out to them. And, you know, take the opportunity, speak to people, and it'll generate ideas and things that maybe you've not thought about that will inspire you to take that action. So this is about raising your game. So stop playing small and create something even bigger for your life. That's what I really advocate for you today. So just share a couple of steps for you to start doing that. I've just shared one with you there, is about looking around, raising your head above the parapet, and then thinking, what am I seeing? Who am I seeing? How would I like to change my life? What would I really love to wake up to every day? In my health, the way I feel, my energy, my outlook, the job or the business or career that you have, the social life, the interactions that I'm having. We get to create all of that. And no matter what we're doing right now, we can always create more for ourselves. So you want to start by identifying where you are playing small. Look at different areas of your life that are a priority for you, that are really important for you. And remember not to overlook things that maybe you put aside because you're too busy, that are actually important, but you're just ignoring. So those come into play as well. You want to bring those into play and look at those. So think about, maybe it's at work. Perhaps you're playing small in your team. You know, you're not really known within the company. And actually, you get more opportunities and you create more possibilities for yourself if more people knew you. So perhaps it needs to be about raising your visibility, something I talk about here a lot in terms of your personal branding. And so that's what I mean about work. Maybe there's aspects of that that you could develop and improve upon so that it creates more opportunities and possibilities for you. Perhaps it's about understanding, okay, what is it I want in the bigger life, whether it's how I'm showing up in terms of my health, my energy, my fitness, my strength. Perhaps it's your relationships, whether it's your intimate relationship, your family circle, or your friends, your peer group. Think about that and, okay, ask yourself, what can I do to play even bigger? How can I raise my game? So think about those different areas. Think about your finances. And it's interesting because finances, particularly in the UK, the British don't tend to talk a lot about money. It's almost like, oh no, you can't be talking about that. That's a bad thing. And I get that people don't share salaries. I was talking to someone recently who said in their culture, they're very open about it. But I know in the UK, at least, it's not something that is talked about, and that's okay. However, talking about money in general, talking about abundance, there's nothing bad about that. You want to be looking at the relationship that you have with money and explore that. If you feel that a negative emotion comes up when you start to think about or talk about money, why is that? What is the fear that you have around money? Because if we're coming from a place of lack, we're going to create more of that lack, more of that struggle, more of that not being able to do things because of, and it's something to do with money. So think about your relationship around that. If you live from a place, or when you live from a place of abundance, and you recognize that money just flows in and money flows out, and it will just continue to happen when you recognize and open up to that, that's when we start to live from a place of abundance. And I've even had people, you know, clients that I've worked with who said, oh, I'm, you know, money isn't important to me. You know, I'm comfortable as I am. And that's great. Again, there's no right or wrong here. But also remember that when you then later on in a conversation say, oh, well, I'd like to do that, but this is all I can afford. Or, you know, I'd like to get that thing, that car, that house, whatever, that holiday, but I can't really afford it. So I'm going to stick with this. Actually, how comfortable are you really? Because comfortable is not about wanting, like, you know, luxury brand items every day around you. That's not about that. Abundance is about being comfortable in a way that you don't have to feel that you can't afford something. You can actually live a comfortable life where you don't have to worry. You can think about, yeah, I want to go on an amazing holiday, you know, 5-star holiday. And okay, I can go and do that. Rather than, oh, I'm okay, I'm comfortable. Because then you're playing small. And that's what I'm sharing here about money. It's, are you playing small or are you thinking big? Because when we start to focus and think big and create the vision of what we really want and the intention around that, that's when things will start to become reality for us. Just to give an example, you know, since I've been full-time in my business, I'm very aware, well, from many years ago, that having multiple streams of income is really important. So I have investments, I have my business, I have savings that I've put aside, and I've got various, pensions and so forth. There's different streams. And I've also invested in crypto. So that's now creating for me a passive income every week, which is fantastic, without me having to do anything. So again, that creates more comfort for me. And I'm not into huge, again, luxurious brands and things. I'm relatively, I don't think I'm over demanding. So others might disagree, but I think wanting to be comfortable is being able to have freedom of choice. That's how I see freedom, and that's how I see being comfortable, is having freedom of choice. Not having to, oh, I'm gonna have to miss out because. So this is where I'm talking about thinking bigger. Think outside the box, raise your head above the parapet. So this is not only about finances, if you've just joined, this is also about your work, your career, it's about your life as a whole. What is it you could be doing to play bigger? So really look around, explore in your life the areas where you think, I want to be able to achieve more, accomplish more, do more, be more, have more. And think, like, what can I do to create that? How can I step up and play bigger? So look at raising your game. And why is all of this important? Because when you are like heading towards the years of your life when you're starting to reflect even more and thinking, what have I done with my life? What have I accomplished? You can look back and recognize the memories that you've created, the experiences that you've had, the things that you've done that maybe you wouldn't have done or you were scared to do, or you at the time it was a huge risk, but now you're so glad that you did it. I can share with you numerous examples of things like that that I have done, and I look back now and I'm so glad that I did, even though I was absolutely scared, at the time. A couple of examples are walking on a hot coal. So when I did some of Tony Robbins events, one of the things at his UPW event is you get to walk across hot coals, and I attended that event with absolute certainty that I was not going to participate in that, and yet I did. I did. I found myself sort of pushed along with the crowd in suddenly in front of a line of like a row of hot coals, and I was like, right, go. And I was like, oh, and I walked across it, and I was absolutely fine. And then when I did my NLP master prac, I had the opportunity, you could call it an opportunity, to walk across broken glass, and I cried. I was the last one in the group to do it because I was so scared. Mainly, a big part of that was because I have a blood disorder and I can bleed out very easily, so I have to be careful not to cut myself. So I was thinking, no, I'm bound to cut myself if I walk across broken glass. And it was sharp broken glass, it was broken bottles laid out in to create a path. And I did it. I did it. And at the end of it, I was exhilarated. And it just reinforced for me that anything is possible. Yes, it is all about mindset, but what does that really mean? What does that mean? It is. It's about the way that we look at the world and what we truly believe. So stepping out of your comfort zone, doing things that you maybe wouldn't have done, public speaking. I would never have dreamt 10, 15 years ago that I would be standing on a stage or in front of large audiences speaking. I wouldn't dream of doing lives like this. Why? Because I was still quite shy. I still, although I had the confidence, I didn't like standing up and speaking. Let me ask, who does? It's one of the most feared things in the world. There's many people who said they'd rather die than have to stand up and speak in front of an audience. That's true. So, what's stopping you? And again, for me, I've worked through that and I've overcome that fear. So now I will do it, and it's pretty effortless most of the time. And yeah, so I can look back now, and for me, that's an accomplishment. So think about those things that you like. You look at other people and think, oh, well, it's okay for them. They're no different. It's just that they've raised their head above the parapet, and they've chosen to raise their game and take their life to the next level. And take a risk, try something new, do something different, and create those memories, those experiences, those accomplishments they'll be so proud of in years to come. So, what are you going to do today to raise your game? And if you're still struggling with this and thinking, no, I'm happy where I am, I'm really comfortable, like I said, that is okay. The only thing I would like to leave you with today in terms of that and where you are right now is, what is the cost of you not taking that action? What are the regrets that you're going to have? How may you feel in years to come if you don't grab that opportunity, apply for that new job, ask for the promotion. What's going to happen? What is the cost going to be to you? Not just financially, but in terms of your how you feel, your emotions, and missing out on those experiences. How will it impact your quality of life? What about the abundance that is possible for you? You're missing out on that. You okay with that? If you are, that's great. If you're not, if you're looking around thinking, why is everyone else doing so well and I'm not? Then maybe you need to look at you, like, what is it I can do? Because that is what all of this comes back to, is looking at ourselves and recognizing what it is that we are or we're not doing that is costing us in our lives. Because ultimately we want to have that feeling of satisfaction, of fulfillment, of accomplishment in our life, of what we're doing, what we're achieving. And, you know, whether you apply this in your career, your health, your relationships, whatever part of your life it is, whatever's important for you, spend a little bit of time thinking about how do you want to raise your game? How do you want to be playing even bigger? And what is it that's stopping you? And by not doing it, by not taking that action, what is it costing you? So I'm going to leave you with that thought today. Let me know if this has been useful, if you've resonated with it. If you have any questions, pop them in the comments. And I look forward to seeing you same time, same place next week. And until then, remember to build your influence, make an impact, and be remembered for all of the right reasons by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.